Ashraf Garda on the National Pulse.
So there was an end of March deadline, but now the Community Scheme Ombuds Service has warned unregistered community schemes that operating without registration with the Ombuds Service can result in serious legal consequences. Let's find out more about it with Temelitle Mbata, the Acting Chief Ombud. Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Ashraf. Thank you for having me.
What is the issue here? What's the big concern?
The big concern is that we have a lot of unregistered schemes in the country, quite a sizable number. I mean, the Community Schemes on the Service Act has been in operation since 2011, while we've opened our doors as a service around 2016. But there's still a bit of a lag behind schemes registering and complying with the law.
And you want to change that. What then is the work of, when we talk about community schemes and these other schemes you refer to, what do you do?
Okay, so the CSOS is short for Community Scheme Ombuds Service. We are a regulator and both an ombuds service for community schemes. Just to break down what community schemes are for the layman, as defined by the Act, it's your homeowners association, so estates, block of flats if you stay in townhouse, establishments, retirement villages, housing cooperatives, and shared block schemes. You're generally in a gated community or a sectional title. You form part of the definition of a community scheme.
Okay, that makes it very clear. So they, and what, is yours the umbrella body of that organized, of those schemes?
So the CSOS is the regulator.
In this case, yeah.
The ombud and the regulator. So what we mandated to do is provide education, information, and training like we're doing now. We're creating awareness for basic information such as the fact that they need to register with the CSOS to comply with the law. And we also regulate and manage the documentation. So the rules that apply in these setups, we quality assure them to ensure that they're in line with the constitution of the country. And we then also provide dispute resolution services.
Okay.
So,
I mean, the example you gave, by and large, these schemes operate in residential communities. So, it may not be a suburb, which is open, but essentially it's a community of people coming together. What would be their motivation for not registering their scheme?
I think it's really not malicious non-compliance. They may not be aware that they need to comply with the law. They may not be aware that they need to comply with the CSOS Act. And really, they are essentially paying over levies to us. And it's really more education and awareness and ensuring that they know that they need to comply with the law.
And I mean, the cost factors to A, register, and then, you know, beyond registration, is there an ongoing monthly payment they need to make?
So to register, it's free. Any scheme can come register their scheme with us. There's no cost to that. But in your levy statement, you pay something called levies every month. A portion of that levy comes through to the CSOS for the protection of the consumer.
So would the scheme have to pay, or individuals that form part of the scheme?
The individuals that form part of the scheme, normally they would appoint a board of trustees or a managing agent to do that service for them, look after the scheme. Then that particular body then pays over to us.
And I mean, give us some ballpark figures about what sort of levy cost that would be.
Levy cost, we charge a minimum of 2% on your administrative levy to a maximum of 40 rand per household or per sectional title. So the maximum you'll pay over to CSOS is about 40 rand, but that's just the minimum amount that's based on your current levy. You could be paying 500 rand, you could be paying 1,000 rand, 2% of that to the maximum of 40 rand.
So is it not a case of those that don't know conveniently don't know because they really don't want to pay another 500 rand or more from their monthly bill to a scheme that they may not see having any benefit for them?
Yes, so it could be a mix of both, but there are consequences. Now we're saying, since we are making you aware of this, you can no longer rely on ignorance and not knowing. It's now blatantly really disregarding the law. And the consequences of that could be a fine or imprisonment.
Okay, and if they need to contact you now to avoid all of those, where can they connect with you?
Okay, so for more information, because we've got limited time, you can write to us on email, info@csos.org.za, but you can also go through our website, which is www.csos.org.za, and we have a toll-free number, 0800-000-653.
Got that. Let's see who calls. Temelitle Mbata, the Acting Chief Ombud for the Community Scheme Ombud service. There you are. Many of these services is groupings together, people at community level, in fact, not registered as they should be, and there's a warning for them.